Hey, everybody, it's John, and thanks to everybody who helps us out every week by going to patreon.com/stealthisbeer and throwing a couple of bucks our way so that we can mail beers to our guests and have some fun conversations resulting from that. So if you're not already, go check it out. It's patreon.com/stealthisbeer. As Cass says, a little bit goes a long way, and we appreciate the support. Now, here come the sirens.
Steal This Beer, a candid weekly discussion about beer, over beer, by a couple of guys that think about beer way too much.
All right, hey y'all, it's 5 o'clock on Monday, and we are stealing beer. I'm Augie Carton.
Oh, hey, I'm John Hall.
Oh, hey, John Hall.
We are beer show number two now.
Show number two, day number one.
Yep.
Beer number four has just been
nice.
By Mr. Matty Hargrove.
Mr. Matty Hargrove.
The Mr. Matty Hargrove.
Obscuring.
So it's funny, the thieves all know Matty Hargrove because we talk about him a lot, and we've put pictures of him on our Facebook and all that, but
yeah,
I just assumed Matty had been on the show before.
No. I mean, he was show adjacent once.
Well, we will allow him to finish decanting.
And sitting across from us as well for this episode.
Don Tess, special superstar guest host.
Pleased to be here.
Episode two. And we are sitting in Good Word.
Yep.
Those of you who listened to last week know where we are and why we're here. But those of you tuning in.
I can't believe they let us stay here for a whole week.
Right,
taking up the residency.
We're still at the same table, still the same cans of beer. All right, so Matty's just walked away, as he will. Thieves, this is, we really need a video component.
We really need a video component. Matty sat down, opened a beer, poured us four beers, and then just got up and left. Mm. Just got up and left.
Mm.
Ooh, this is fun. All right,
and is not disserviced by its temp.
No.
Mr. Matty Hargrove, take two, action.
Yeah. So this is
that's
for you.
Your microphone. We do this by talking into microphones. Thanks for joining us, pal.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
I don't think you mean that.
that didn't sound sincere.
Hey, party people. You want to go faster.
That feels almost as sarcastic as
traffic and weather coming up next. All right. Live in the chopper. Yeah.
Mm.
I was saying, we shouldn't talk about beer yet. That's supposed to be a couple minutes in. But all right, so what is your official title over there at BlackBerry? Are you regional sales God director of the whole universe.
Advertising. We are Peaceful Side Brewery. Blackberry Farm sold the brewery last year. It's been a fantastic transition. I'm super excited with the new life breath that's been breathed into our organization. I am a sales manager.
How many states is BlackBerry in?
Depends on the distribution by 12%. We deal directly in the states of Tennessee, of course, where we're from, Alabama, the Carolinas, and Georgia, and then send beer to 12% to go to the Northeast and parts elsewhere.
All right, that makes sense. Because we've been in your company in Denver, we've been in your company in Miami, we've been in your company here, but it's funny, and this isn't me being a northerner. I think of you as the, like, I ask you questions about both Georgia and Tennessee when I'm traveling. So this is definitely your part of the world, right? We're home.
Definitely. I'm a proud Tennessean, maybe not in politics, but definitely in culture. and the South is my home, has been most of my life. I'm actually from the deep South. I was born in Hawaii. Fun fact.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, my dad was a
show me your birth certificate. I don't believe you.
I had to warm let me drive back to Nashville.
We all know nobody's ever been born in Hawaii.
I have.
Well, that's fun. So is this your fourth little beer?
It is officially my fourth little beer.
Okay.
The first little beer, I was here for the beer dinner that we did with Todd and the crew here. And unfortunately, was not at the festival. A friend of mine had her 40th birthday, so I drove back to Nashville about 4 in the morning.
Sure.
And that was treacherous, but effective.
Wow.
But no, this is the festival. This is my favorite festival. My appreciation of what Todd and Chef Brian and the team do here is without compare. Yeah. I think Todd DiMatteo is the hardest working person in the beer business.
I think that's fair.
I will sing his praises far and wide and write songs about him.
I'd love to hear one.
Maybe for the next time I'm on your podcast.
All right. Save it up. Save it up. keep that for one of the 73 All About Beer podcasts.
Yeah.
Last year you were kind of my tour guide around here, right? So this is definitely your element. But what's funny is we just had Todd on. He was talking about how it was originally meant to be a lager-only fest by lager-only breweries, and that is so not what you guys do, right? You guys are the kings of Saison and dabble in everything else, right?
Maybe the jesters of Saison.
Okay, fair enough.
No, I mean, our classic Saison, I'll put it up against any Saison. It is my favorite beer, was before I started working for the brewery. But no, I think the thrust of little beer is, you know, beers that are sessionable, enjoyable. Of course, you can session Black Tuesday. But that's an interesting morning.
Not today, I can't.
And so,
maybe yesterday I could have.
I love this, and I talk about little beer everywhere I go as just being, it's the brewer's festival. It's the beer lover's festival. Beer-flavored beer festival.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
So actually, we do have two lagers here today, or tomorrow. For the
festival. You guys, okay. So you brought lagers, too.
Sure did.
And no Saison?
I always have
Saison somewhere, right?
Yeah.
There's always Saison somewhere.
Say, if not, you can go home right now, sir.
I got a trunk full of Saison, buddy.
I fucking
you know
love
it.
That Saison. I love that beer. Do you remember the first time it showed up on the show? It
Vaguely.
Was Bob Olson brought it.
Okay.
And we were remote somewhere. And it was early in the run.
Okay.
And it was hard to get back then. You remember how things were 9 years ago.
Sure.
But he'd somehow gotten a bottle of it back, I think, before there was a Bolero Snort, or Bolero Snort was just opening.
Yeah.
But he was one of my friends who traded.
Yeah, he was big on
trades. And he traded for the show. And you know how we do this. We just drink blind. We have no idea what we're drinking, as is going on right now. But I was like, this is fucking great. What the fuck is this? And he's like, and I was like, oh.
Well, it brings me back to the first time I met John.
Yeah.
In Lexington, Kentucky, in September of 2016. I was.
Simpler time.
I was a few months into my tenure with the brewery. I'll be 8 years with the brewery on May 2nd. And so when my first event was to go to Lexington to attend the beer writing seminar with the illustrious John Hall. Yepa was there. Danner was there. Nothing like Danner.
Yeah. Who else was there?
Joe Tucker. Hungover.
Joe missed
his speaking spot.
That's right. I forgot about that. And then Joe Tucker. So it was all about like conversations about writing or beer experiences, and it was done by Jeff Rice, who ran the English department at University of Kentucky in Lexington there. And so Tucker gets up and gives a PowerPoint presentation that was essentially, hey, would you like to buy Rate Beer? Do you remember that? Like, that's what it was.
Yeah.
And we didn't know that it was for sale at that point, but it was just these business slide
Do you remember
decks
when he showed up on our show having sold Rate Beer and didn't tell us?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
we showed up at his festival up in Santa Rosa after it was sold and
yeah,
didn't know, but it was a great time in Santa Rosa.
Yeah, no, he kept that really quiet for a while. But it was this very weird thing. He missed his speaking spot and then showed up, and then so like we all hung around because we wanted to hear him talk. And then it was basically, here's the growth of Rate Beer over the last couple of years. Here's the ROI that you know that we've seen. You know, here's the demographics of the people that we're meeting. And like we're all just kind of politely looking around, like, okay, like what does this have to do with writing?
I do want to say that the new owners have done great things with it.
I think it's a Spirit Halloween.
Oh
my god!
Nice hi-hat, Don.
Well done, Spirit Halloween.
But I will remember there was a reception the night before at Country Boys, with DH and Evan, and I had some of our bottle conditioned beers, and I never met John, and I was pouring them, and you approached me like, "What is this?
What is this?
Yeah. What is this
wonderful
beer? This is fantastic." I had our Brett Saison. I definitely had some classic in bottles, and that, and then you know. ever since then.
And then this started.
Yeah.
So last night, for those of you who haven't been down, there's, I guess I should learn more about Georgia, but this path we have works so well, I doubt I stray from it much. But you fly to Atlanta, you go right over to Halfway Crooks, we all group up, then we go to Brick House, and then we come here.
Brick Store,
sorry. Brick Store.
Sorry, Dave.
Anyway, but Brick Store is this amazing bar we've talked about on the show before, so I'll describe it. But there is a landing above the general bar area that has Cask Ale, and they have Sierra Nevada on cask. So John, Don, and I were parked up there, and Maddie walked through the door, and John caught a glimpse of him in an exuberant moment and just shouted across 60 people, "Maddie Hargrove!" And then I knew we were all in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
all right, so let's talk about what brings us together on Steelless Beer is a can of conversation of beer. What it is, not what we were told it would be. What it's doing, not how we got it. And how it tastes, not what it's worth in a trade, Bob Olson.
Yes.
Facilitate that, we drink blind out of black glasses. Maddie just obscured a can of beer in a gray Goodwood napkin and decanted 4 black plastic tumblers of a warm, and come not on. Bad warm. For it warm.
It's not warm.
Mine's warm.
Oh, well, it's the sunlight.
In the sun there, homie.
It's like it's a black glass like a cat in the sunny spot. But
what do you think
I love about it? What I love about it is it's just lovely.
Should I give you a clue?
No, not yet.
What are you getting off of this, Tom?
Everything Augie said.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just lovely.
It's just lovely. It's
that really nice yeast note that is just pleasant. Like it's not in your face. It's not background.
It's nicely stitched together.
And there's a fun hop bitterness at the end.
Well, that's what I wanted to say.
It's
the hops.
It's a little waxy. It's a little And but it's the hops like in a good way.
The hops are there and nice and not. Like I said, it's stitched together well. Like, you know there's hops there, but they're not the thing you're drinking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're present.
Yeah.
So, it's been a long time since we discussed balance on this show.
Balance.
You know what I mean? Like, everything's gone one side of balance. I think this is a nicely balanced 4-component beer, right? Like,
you've had this beer before, I imagine.
I have.
Okay. So,
it is the first beer that's offered year-round by this brewery.
Really? Okay.
Budweiser.
Fuck Budweiser.
Budvar. Yeah.
Easy there.
I'm out of it, so I guess we got to move on because I drank it too fast.
I have another can.
No, careful.
Shall we read it?
Careful. This is how it happens. See, witnessed it.
Yeah, no, this is one of those beers that I think I would want while I'm cooking. Like, this is like the beer that I want on the kitchen counter, like as I'm making beers to sort of like, you know, and then maybe it'll go with what I'm having for dinner. Like, but this is just, I feel like this, that nice yeasty note, that nice hot bitterness to it, that balance to it. It's background music as you background sort of described. Yeah. And yeah, this is just, I want it readily close at hand.
If this was being poured at that bar.
At Brick Store?
At that bar we're looking at here in Goodwood. If this was on draft right now, and knowing Maddie in this event, it may be. But it's one of those things where, you know how I'm so hungover and we have so much to do and there's just pitfalls everywhere I turn. I'm trying to figure out if I just park at Goodwood, drink till I fall asleep at 7. This would be the beer.
I'm not letting you go to sleep at 7, Augie.
I know, but you know what I mean.
7 a.m.
I will say that this beer will be available tomorrow. At the Little Beer Festival.
Okay.
Yeah. Fucking love Little Beer. But this is the kind of beer. This is the kind of thing where, like,
hint number 2.
Somebody says to me, you should go hit such and such table and drink that beer. And then I just stand next to that table like I did last year for all 4 hours.
This is a little beer. Like, it's 3-4 or something like that.
I feel like I know what this is now. I feel like you're dropping.
Right, what is it?
Is this Yazoo's locale?
No, it's not.
Oh,
because you knew I'd bring something from Jones.
I didn't. Okay,
take that, Johnny.
What is it?
By the way, are you ready?
Yeah, we're
Brandon
ready for the reveal.
Is Brandon here?
No, he's not coming this week.
Fuck.
My best memory of last year is like.
Here it is. Oh, look at this. It's Barrique. This is the House Pills.
Their first year-round offering.
fucking delightful.
Pretty fantastic out of the gate. The Canadian shaman, Spencer Longhurst.
Yeah, he'll be here tomorrow.
And Joel Stickrod. They'll be here today. Yeah. They better be here today.
Again, so 5%. So on the last show, I said this.
Yeah.
No, but on the last show, I said this. But
crack it open, Don.
When you're translating beer to people who are like, you know, the easiest terms are if it's 4.2, it's Miller or Coors Light. And if it's 5, it's Bud level alcohol, like just for a point of reference. But then you drink something like this, and it can't help but make you mad at whoever's making the other ones, right? Like, there's so much wonderful.
There it is.
There he goes. This is how this happened.
Moomin Delights.
Now,
or as I prefer, Bush Lights. We call them bluegills.
Thank you, sir.
We're gonna just keep drinking this all day, aren't we?
Sure. I only have two.
That's exactly what I was afraid of.
So we'll get
nice
to beer.
To see
we'll
you
get
again,
to beer
Matty Hargrove, you bad motherfucking influence.
Hey, I'm coming off second breakfast now. I'm ready to rock.
So here's
Tell him. So Matty was a little tardy, which is fine.
Yeah.
But he walks in with wonderfully packed styrofoam containers with chili coleslaw dogs for me and John, and all was forgiven.
Yes.
And
so good.
That was
so
just. Good.
Have you ever sucked on a chili dog outside the Tasty Freeze? This is close enough.
That's probably what it was. But I'll tell you, man. It's when I ate it, I said to John, I was like, "There are suckers out there eating pancakes right now."
I do second breakfast when I come to Duluth, knowing the shenanigans that will ensue. And so I go to the Rexall Grill and meet my friends there, have some black coffee, some double hash browns, crispy with grilled onions. And then I walk a couple of storefronts down to the family restaurant. And I had meatloaf, pinto beans, collard greens, and a side of vegetable beef stew.
That's Hawaiian salad.
And I brought you a chili slaw dog.
And I loved
it. Deeply appreciative.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and about... Well, we can now order fried chicken, so everything's perfect at this point.
So going back to 2016, and I've been fortunate to drink around the country with you at various points. And as we know, I can be fairly cynical about things. And I know. And the beer industry has changed a lot in the last couple of years. And, you know, it's run as a business sometimes. And you talk to some folks, and they're, like, the joy is sometimes out of it. And... Every time I see you, you're just filled with joy. You are a man who embraces life, every situation that comes your way, and it is good for the soul to be around you. And it's a
reminder, if you will.
But it's a good kind of infection, and it's that kind of infection.
What's the bad
that
one, John? Go on. What's your least favorite infection, John? Podcasters are dying
But it's just a reminder. It's just a reminder that, like, beer is still fun and fellowship is important. And the other thing is you also know all of the places to go. Because if left to our devices, but Augie and I would just be like, all right, well, we're just going to sit here at Goodwood or we're just going to sit here at Brickstore. And then you have a list of everywhere that you go. You know all the people. You know where the best meals are. The best karaoke is. Yes, it's inspiring.
Aww.
Well, thank you, Johnny, I appreciate
I'll go
that.
Home now. I need a minute.
I mean, wipe the tears from my eyes. I appreciate that. I believe in a joy-filled life. There's so much to be appreciative of, and to work in this industry, which still has so much good and greatness in it. Despite the travails of consolidation and sales, just been through it, it's relationships. And that is something that I think I'm good at. I want to be a friend, a confidant if needed, definitely a culinaire, which is why my friend Paige from the family restaurant is going to help me pour beer tomorrow. I love to meet people. I love to tell stories. And I love to sell beer, and I get to do that for a living. And it is an honor to do something that you believe in. And that's something that, working for a brewery that I know that every drop of beer we make is world class.
Yeah.
And so I have no concern about quality. And I concern myself with my quality.
Quality
but to be able to share the stories and... I had a hashtag earlier at my at the breakfast counter, fellowship, fellowship. I love coming together, making friends, drinking a beer, telling stories, laughing, crying. And so, yeah, I'm me all the time. Yeah. I don't posture. If you don't like it, then that's fine.
If you guys could see his Dolly's shirt, you'd know what he's saying. It's all being shouted by that shirt. But let me ask you, that's fun. So John and I get a very weird perspective of the world when we do these things, right? Yeah.
What beer, too, do you want me to pour while you guys are talking?
Let me go get it from the bar.
Okay.
Or,
yeah, go for it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
I got to change gears because that was definitely a Matty question. But
okay.
All right.
Oh, Don's gonna go.
Don's gonna get it. Don, don't look at it. So you know, we get these really weird perspectives, and it's fun. But I get what John said added to what you said. Like, I don't know if there was a New Jersey beer fest that somebody from another state came to. If we'd give them the impression we get. But John and I are lucky enough to kind of do a curated list of good, fun things. And I guess where I want to ask you is, what is going on regionally in beer here? Because we come in, we only see wonderful people pouring the kind of beers we like to drink. Like, we have that kind of vacationer's experience of drinking in Georgia. And we actually, and this is such a fun town. Well, you can't do the bottle now. How could I not look?
We don't know what it is. That's fine.
Anyway, but you know what I mean. So we get this kind of. It's all right. I'll try to paint it in one word. People always, when I used to tend bar at Mario Batali's pizza place, people would come home from vacation and tell me that Italian wine was different in Italy because they didn't get hangovers, and I'd explain that they were on vacation and they were walking and sleeping and drinking water and not drinking three glasses of wine in an hour after work. But we kind of get that look when we travel. And if you asked us, everybody in Duluth drinks the best kind of beer all the time, surrounded by good people, having a great time with great food and these really neat spaces and interesting. And your enthusiasm makes me believe that's how it is regionally. But is there anything you're seeing around here that you think is unique in your travels? Because you also, like I said, we've been with you in every state. What do you think is going on in your home region, beer-wise, that is unique?
I mean, I'll keep singing the praises of this fantastic place that we're being hosted at.
Did somebody give me a beer yet?
You
can talk.
The thing that I love the most, and coming from, you know, the Nashville market, the Tennessee market, it is there is a true spirit of collaboration.
Yeah.
And that goes between breweries, it goes from sales reps, supplier reps. It's uncommon. It really is, you know, the rising tide lifts all ships. And I know that doesn't happen in a lot of other markets. And so that, to me, and maybe it's the, you know, the Southern gentility, you know, compassion for your neighbor, which is real. And I know it's real at other places, but it's palpable.
Don's shaking his head.
Yeah.
Every time I've been in the South, which is not that often, like, Southern hospitality is a real thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a point of pride. I have you know, you're Saint Dolly Parton that I wear with pride.
So I forget what it was. I was watching some show. The point they got to was, you know, if you dig deep enough into anybody, everybody's got problems. Like, that excuse for bad behavior. And somebody said, well, can you think of any person that's absolutely nothing wrong with? And the person's answer was Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
And I was like, touche, salesman.
Fair.
Fucking
fair.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
That's the right person. Jimmy Carter, Dolly Parton.
Southerners.
Southerners.
And, of course, that's not, you know, go across the board. But, you know, especially like
bless your soul. Did you hear what
he
said?
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Get it right, Ox.
Bless your heart. My bad.
You know, in this area, I mean, you have two of, like, my favorite breweries in the world. Good Word, Halfway Crooks.
Yeah, okay. I was like, they better be the two, you know, I go to.
It's, you know, for me, their elevation of lager is beyond. So that's something I love about what's happening in the beer world is the resurgence of good, clean lagers. I remember in my early days of craft beer drinking back in you know, the early 2000s, and all I wanted was, like, enamel stripping IPAs. And of course, my dad would, you know, pound a Busch Light or something. I'm like, yeah,
Bluegill.
Drinking one of those. And so that's something I love, is now I'm drinking dad beer.
Yeah.
I'm drinking, you know, lawnmower beer is what I want. You know, I want to enjoy it. And it goes back to my desire to fellowship. I mean, like I said, yeah, you can session a Black Tuesday, but not for long.
Yeah,
you can sit on a table and crush Brick House pills.
Yeah.
That is such
an incredible
nice
perennial collab with Good Word here, which I'll be enjoying more of.
Old Gold.
So, in my eyes, it's the collaboration lives on, not just like making beers together, but being part of a solid movement. And it's, you know, it's troubling times in the beer industry.
Oh yeah.
We mentioned earlier, you know, consolidation and people closing down, and it's, you know, tragic. You know, many friends have, you know, second mortgage their houses to keep their business alive, and it doesn't work. And so I marvel at the ability for those that want to get in the business, stay in the business. But for me, it's, you know, it goes back to relationships. That's something that I think is true in the South. It's true everywhere if you know the right people. But, you know, that's what I love.
Yeah. All right. I love, like I said, so things get tough and then you come somewhere, come to an event like this.
Yeah.
Or so, and again, like my weird perspective, like I just, it, to me, you, Todd, and Brandon all work for one company, and I just see the three of you together. You know what I mean? Like the fact that it's two different states and all that means nothing. Like I just think of, I'll sit down with those three guys and be reinvigorated or re-inspired for the reasons we all came to this at the beginning. But then you go home and it's like, oh, why don't we, you know, maybe we should just move down to Duluth. Like, I hate to be that guy, right? But Jersey's breaking my back right now. And I love these little moments of just like, we were talking before about how, forget how wonderful Todd and his beer is. This restaurant is like perfect, right? It's not pretentious, but it's serious about what it does. It's got the best fried chicken I've had in a long time.
Wait, do you
time.
Have the chicken fat Bloody Mary?
Done.
Right, I wanted to ask you about
that. Now?
That.
Can we have that now?
About the secret to
we can we talk about this beer. I've tasted it, so we can switch to Bloody's.
I want to go back.
Go on.
You mentioned Brandon, Brandon Jones of Yazoo Embrace the Funk. Talk about passion.
Yeah, I'm sad he's not here.
He is that.
Yeah, I'm sad he's not here.
I love that he uses Brettanomyces to make sour beers.
Easy there.
Wow.
Don, Red, you're not
a
sour,
fucking
Don.
Troll.
About to sweep your leg, Johnny.
Wow.
What a fucking troll.
Wow.
But everybody should quickly jump on Brandon's Facebook page and say, Don Tess says you make the best Brettanomyces sour beers. Please. All three of you.
But, you know, for me, you know, it's brewers like what Todd is doing. You know, he is doing his thing. It's what Jonesy does, making, you know, some of the greatest, you know, funky, wild beers I've ever had come to Funk Fest on May the 4th be with you. you know, to be around people of passion. I mean, yeah. You're that.
No.
When we met at the Extreme Beer Festival in Boston, and you had a beer called Deli that was like pastrami spices, and we were in booths next to each other. I'm like, I love you.
I
would almost drop my nets and follow you, Augie.
Oh, thanks, buddy. I love you too.
I'm sure you had too many disciples
already. I'll tell you,
already.
That was a bad Extreme Beer Fest for me. So you got
cultists, but
you,
yeah.
Have you ever been to Extreme Beer Fest?
Have
you ever been exposed to that silliness?
I have not.
So it's now a thing of the past.
Yeah.
I think Against the Grain did it the best.
Yeah. Fuck.
Legalize your own beer.
They are funny people. Anyway, but yep. What I'm saying is it started off as creativity, then it became ABV, and then it became silliness, and then it fell apart. But in the sweet spot, I ended up at a table next to him with Saison in bottles, in like restaurant bus buckets full of ice water and Saison. And I know I say this a lot, but boy, did I get drunk that day. Boy, did I get drunk that day.
I went on a Mezcal vision quest with Jeffers that night. And Freddie Hillenbrand, my beloved Freddie. And that was something. But that was the first like festival of that type that I had ever been to.
Oh, cool.
You know, national breweries coming together. I think it was maybe 2017.
I think that's right. So it's because it was deli, all I can tell you is it's definitely when Sam put the book out.
Okay.
Right? Because I brewed that beer with Sam for
the
that
book.
Fest.
Okay.
So that book, you have my recipe, and you can make your own deli beer.
Yeah, the
but
extreme
two,
beer book, yeah.
That would be the time slice it has to be.
Sure.
And I believe it was... it fell apart after that. I think the book was the end of the arch of the
there
story.
There was one that I went to next year, but I think it was 2018.
Yeah.
For me, it was one of the most humbling experiences of my professional life because Jeffers brought Tommy Arthur to the table and was like, you've got to try this Saison.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I'm like,
nice.
There's nothing better than when Tommy likes your beer.
Thank you, Mr. Arthur.
There is nothing better than when Tommy likes your beer.
It was stunning to me, and it was stupefying to be in that rarefied air, and but you know it goes back to like you can impress your heroes, you can impress the guy at the bar next to you, or depress if my stories get too boring.
They never do, man.
Never
they don't. so yeah, I mean that was a seminal moment, but yeah, I love festivals like that are might be long gone. I mean, I have the honor of going out to Firestone Walker again this year, which is beyond
compare. It's always a good fest.
So it's so neat to pour alongside your heroes and people you haven't heard of. Like I'm looking forward to tomorrow to discover like breweries that I know that if Todd's invited somebody to come, they're doing something right.
And that's the problem. So I think the final count Todd gave us is 81 people. And in the best situation, I'm going to meet five, right?
Yeah.
Like, get to spend time with five people who aren't busy and taste their beers. But it's such a well-curated list that I won't go home thinking, wow, I met five new cool people. I'll go home thinking, I missed meeting 76 fucking people. You know what I mean? Like,
I got to break out because I get to telling stories. I get to talking. I love our beer. I end up drinking, our Pilsner, our Vienna Lager, Vienna Style Lager. Or somebody next to me. Of course, I'm in a tent with Schilling, so I know I'm going to be well supplied.
Please, I hope they brought you that. What was that Schilling beer we had last week?
Oh, the smoke. Well, the smoked porter.
Their smoked porter. It definitely doesn't belong at this fest,
no.
But it was so
8.5%
fucking good.
And it's it's.
But sitting here by the Pope of Smoke, John Hall.
Hello, sir.
But it was
this week in rock beer.
That's right.
It was so fucking good, Maddie.
Most awarded, most long running.
You're a rock star.
God.
There you go. You just redeemed yourself, Donnie. Good work.
All right. Can we talk about beer too? Because
I want to talk about beer too.
Yeah.
It feels so classic to me. I feel like I need to know what it is.
Classic.
It feels to me like it's got a pretty, again, I know you're disagreeing with me.
Well, I'm just disagreeing, disagreeing what you mean by classic.
So it feels to me like a proper pale ale of the last 10 years. Mm. And what I like about it is where the hop is like an oily point, and it's like the word that came to my mind when I was trying to reconcile it was whatever it was feels like it was squeezed into there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like I imagine. So I imagined, what's the story you brought to me about the weird squeezins beer from Sierra?
Oh, the Selly Drippins.
Right. So when I envision that process, like I imagine, I don't know if you guys have ever been
this
inside.
This is a more modern hop, though, I would argue.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's...
This is not a little beer.
The now classic.
No, this is not a little beer.
This is not a little beer, but it's...
But the collaborators will both be at Little Beer.
Oh.
That's how you drop the hint.
But I think it's nicely put together.
I don't think it's leaning on a haze for its roundness.
No.
All right, sorry. I don't think it's leaning on a haze for a roundness. I think they structured a nice... I guess what I'm saying is, remember the days when before you could lean into protein for body, you had to build a sweetness to complement the alcohol to put the hops against? That all happened here.
Mm.
And it's that classic structure I'm referring
to. I
see.
I'm
but not it's saying
it
smells like
hop.
Sierra.
Right. Okay.
But I mean, you're such an old man. Is Cascade modern to you?
No. I'm getting like an Equinox or something like that.
Oh, that's fair. I had it more in the Citra world.
Okay.
I had it more in these just straight up,
any IPA. It wasn't quite Citra for me, but it's...
But I think it's Sea Hops and maybe it's Equinox.
I think it's more modern
than that, yeah.
But other than that, I don't
like not Centennial.
With
yeah. I think
two of my favorite Southern breweries.
Have you had Have you had this beer before?
I had it at the incredible place in Nashville that I love to go to called Vinyl Tap.
Sure.
Which is a bar with a record store. And so
such a good
when I was planning.
Please tell me their address is 11.
Turn it up, baby. when I was charged to bring two blind beers, I'm like, well, you know, I'm gonna stay on theme and bring some little beers. I went and bought this at Main Street Liquors in Nashville.
This has gone two.
That's gone two. Have more.
Damn it.
I only bought two of those. I have more of these. This
damn
one.
It.
This one's gonna get me in trouble though.
I love when my friends come together and make beer and it's this good.
Yeah.
And harkens back to the glory days.
So
of
I'm
the India Pale Ale.
Yeah.
I'm on a mission right now to, I guess, talk about what you were just saying, but to take everything we've learned from late edition juiciness and clean it back up with structure rather than protein. And I feel like this beer does that.
Yeah.
Exactly like I hope to do it. This one's a little more IPA than I want to land on. You know what I mean? I want to end up more golden from our youth, but still driven by that. But
can I call you Pony Boy?
Sure.
Awesome.
But the balance going on here is what I like about it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just because we beat the hell out of our faces with CR last night, but all these beers we've drank today taste considered.
I like that. That's a thoughtful note. Can you tell us what this is? I'm super curious now.
I think, I used to joke that the secret ingredient in good beer is love, but really the secret ingredient in good beer is thoughtfulness.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah. I'll look at this.
Oh, I love that there's a fucking tape.
Oh, Edmund's Oast.
And?
West Coast style. It's called Mixtapes. It's Edmund's Oast Brewing.
Oh, and Resident Culture.
And Resident Culture. Nice.
Johnny Drama will be here from Resident Culture, I hope.
This is our friends from Edmund's Oast,
the esteemed Mr. Brandon Plyler, hopefully Cam, and Davis Cranford will be in the house. I saw this on the shelf and was like, yeah, I need that.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't name its hops, so we'll have to find that out.
Well, maybe we should have them on your show.
It's six and a half, right? Yeah. It's right where it should be.
No, it's sweet.
Don't try too hard.
I love that.
Good job.
Yeah.
You guys ready for my bonus beer?
Sure.
Oh, sure. Here we go.
Are we gonna? We're not gonna obfuscate it though, right? Like I'm done thinking. I just want to switch gears to fried chicken and drunk. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Am I now blessed?
Yep. Okay. We're almost there. Home stretch.
Woo! This is in honor of my spirit animal, Steve Kreider.
Wait, that's not me. I thought I was.
You're in the running there, Augs.
Don's Dirty Dozen.
This is a beer in honor of Don. It is in honor of Don.
I had a
feeling. I think this could jump, so
be
ready
careful.
To pour. Maybe not.
I know.
This is like, we should have savored it. But.
This is.
my good
butternut.
Yeah, the indoor savers, yeah.
My love of Steve and Libby Kreider knows no boundaries.
And Second Shift, yep.
Second Shift Brewing in St. Louis. They are cream of the crop. Steve's idolatrous love of stag beer has always brought me so much joy.
What is stag?
Oh, my word. You know Kreider's got some. So it's a fine American lager.
Yeah.
Classic. Hey, didn't jump. So
I am a professional.
My friends at Bounty
yes.
Bev, they had a going away party and I saw that bottle there. Oh man, let's go. And I'm like, all right, I'm bringing that to Little Beer to share with like minds. So Dirty Dozen, I believe it's...
You said you were a professional.
My good friend Jeff Mello at Bootleg Biology. I think it's one of his blends.
Oh, nice.
Okay. This is the one Don wants you to have.
Thank you. Don, just for you, bud. Don's Dirty Dozen.
Does this really have anything to do with you? Okay.
Does now.
Gosh, this
that smells so good.
I know.
It's one of the best beers I've ever had in my life. And when I saw it sitting in the beer cellar at Bounty Bev, I implored my beloved friend, Kurt Strickmaker. I'm like, you got to send that with me, homie.
Please.
I need to share that with people.
That is delightful.
It
you
is
can
delightful.
Really
Tell
taste how the Brett Nomaisis has made it sour.
I think it's 12. there's Kreider.
There he is.
There, how'd he do that?
Speak his name. And it's
how
just,
did he fucking do that?
Hold on, let me go grab him.
Quick, before I drink all his beer.
Yeah.
No, don't, Maddie, leave the beer. Bring the Crowder. Did he walk right past?
No, I think he's headed down Main.
Go get him.
That's all right. No, we'll,
all right.
You want it? What are we doing here?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess everybody's hearing you in stereo, though, Mr. Two
I know.
Mics.
I like that.
You have the earphones in, right? You're sure that's not feeding back?
Y'all saw Crowder.
Yeah, that was
we
amazing.
We did see Crowder. You mentioned him, and he just walks past the giant windows.
You know you're in the South.
One of my favorite hashtags is, release the Crowder.
All right, so tell me what you know about this beer, since he's not going to come in and do it.
He just told us bootleg biology and the...
I think so.
What's the dozen? Is that just
it's what they call their 12 blend? Strains of Brett.
Okay.
Don's Dirty Dozen.
So, for extra sourness.
Yes.
That must be why it's so sour.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jonesy.
Nine of those Bretts.
You are correct. 12 different Brett yeast strains.
Oh, it's so
oh,
nice.
It's this is really delightful. And proper green glass.
Green glass, yeah.
And it's, but it hasn't picked up any of that. Like, it hasn't gotten any light yet, right? It's just, it's like pure lemon curd, right?
Yeah.
It's like exactly this, right.
I mean, that beer has probably been in the bottle for 7 years, eight.
Whoever seller you stole it from is a good seller.
It was given, Augs.
Oh, yeah.
No, but you know what I mean. Yeah, sure. Sure it was, Maddie. Given under duress. But you know what I mean. Like, that seller is light tight because there's no light strike on this at all.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so.
It's
thank
so
you
good.
So much, Maddie.
All right. I feel like this is now going to lead us into.
Yeah, we should let
to
it go.
Our
another
afternoon.
Topic.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about, Maddie? Is there anything we didn't ask you? You wanted us to ask you? We're happy to BS all day as we do, but I'm about to see how this pairs with fried chicken.
All right.
All right, Joe. Well, we love having you.
We love having you here.
We're this glad you came.
Maybe you'll ask me back.
You're always welcome back.
Of course you are.
John Hall, tell them how to give us money and 5 stars on the algorithm.
That is going to patreon.com/stealthisbeer, and it's writing us letters at stealthisbeerpodcast@gmail.com, and it's, you know, all of the good things, and be at good word next year for a little beer.
Yeah,
five.
Don't miss this, guys.
Yeah,
this
seriously,
is,
this is.
We will
just,
all be here.
Yes,
and it's just.
Yeah,
past
and you haven't
noon.
Even done the fest yet. And you
haven't even done the fest.
Back, yeah.
I can't believe I've been here for a week. Good word, and haven't been to the fest yet.
Wait till you see the fest. Anyway, y'all, get at us.